WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. It's your girl Jessica Lane here, coming at you live with another dose of clean girl energy. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, constantly striving to be perfect, and beating yourself up for every little mistake? Yeah, I've been there too. But listen, it's time to ditch the self-criticism and embrace some serious self-love. Today we're diving deep into building self-compassion and practicing kindness towards ourselves. Because you deserve a break, babe. Think about it. Life can be a whirlwind. We juggle work, relationships, personal goals, and everything in between. It's no wonder our inner critic gets loud sometimes. But here's the thing. That harsh voice is just trying to protect us. But it often goes overboard. We need to learn how to soothe that inner critic and replace those negative whispers with positive affirmations and loving kindness. It's like treating yourself like your best friend. Would you talk to them the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So, let's unlock the power of self-compassion and turn that negativity into a positive force. Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First things first, remember that imperfection is beautiful. You're human, not a superhero. We all make mistakes, stumble along the way, and have those days where we feel less than stellar. It's okay. Those imperfections are part of what makes us unique and wonderfully flawed. Instead of beating yourself up for tripping, acknowledge it, learn from it, and dust yourself off. You got this. Second, practice self-talk that would make your grandma proud. Seriously. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with positive affirmations. Instead of saying, "I messed up," try, "I learned something valuable from this experience." Third, cultivate mindfulness. Take a few moments each day to connect with your breath, be present in the moment, and appreciate the simple things, like that delicious cup of coffee or the warmth of the sun on your skin. Mindfulness helps you detach from those spiraling thoughts and find peace amidst the chaos. Fourth, set realistic expectations for yourself. We're all busy, but remember, it's okay to say no sometimes. Overcommitting can lead to burnout and self-doubt. Learn to prioritize your well-being and create boundaries that protect your energy and time. Remember, doing less can often be more fulfilling than constantly pushing yourself to the limit. And finally, celebrate your wins, big or small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for all the amazing things you do. Even completing a simple task like making your bed can be a victory worth celebrating. Recognizing your progress fuels motivation and keeps that self-compassion engine running smoothly. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Maybe you spilled coffee on yourself, missed an important meeting, or received some tough feedback at work. It's easy to spiral into self-blame and negativity. But instead of berating yourself, imagine talking to a friend going through the same thing. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them that they're awesome, and suggest taking a break to recharge. Treat yourself with the same kindness. Acknowledge that it was a tough day, learn from any mistakes, and focus on what you can control moving forward. Remember, even superheroes have off days. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to cultivate self-compassion and treat yourself like the amazing individual you are. Remember, babe, you're worthy of love, kindness, and a whole lot of grace. Embrace the journey, celebrate your wins, and keep shining bright. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to practice more self-compassion? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media at @JessLaneCleanGirlEnergy. Let's build a supportive community where we uplift each other and radiate positivity. Until next time, stay clean, stay strong, and remember. You are enough, just as you are. Bye for now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.